We have our next speaker,
Nicholas Stefik, is speaking on the evaluate potential antagonism of tank mix herbicides used in the mist and Bulgar food stem-based products.
Alrighty, thanks, Seth, and good morning, everybody. Chase just talked about some potential implications of crop injury when we're tank mixing herbicides in the emerging cotton technologies, but today I'm going to speak about tank mixing and its implications on weed control efficacy. For any of you that maybe slept through the earlier presentations or just unaware, here again is just pointing out the differences between the two technologies. Dow's Enlist technology allows for applications of 2,4-D, and the XtendFlex technology allows for applications of dicamba, and they both allow for applications of glyphosate and glufosinate, or Roundup and Liberty, or Durango and Liberty. So with these multiple herbicide resistance traits in these new technologies, we're expecting a lot of tank mixing to be going on to optimize our weed control with these technologies. And when you tank mix herbicides, there are three different effects that can happen. And that's an additive effect, a synergistic effect, and an antagonistic effect. And in order to determine those effects, we use something called Kolbe's method. And Kolbe's method is a way of taking observed weed control values from herbicides sprayed individually and plugging them into what you can see here is Kolbe's equation in order to determine an expected value of weed control when we tank mix two of these herbicides. So then we compare our expected value from Kolbe's equation here to the actual observed value of weed control from a tank mix of two herbicides to determine, like I showed on that last slide, which of the three effects we have. To simplify that a little bit, or show an example here, say we have herbicide A provides 50% control of a given weed by itself, and herbicide B provides 65% control of that same weed by itself. So when you plug those numbers into Kolbe's equation here, you get an expected value of 83% of weed control when the two of these herbicides are tank mixed. So once you get that expected value of weed control through Kolbe's equation, you compare that to the actual observed value that you have when you tank mix these two herbicides in a field study. So some previous research on the same stuff has focused on a variety of mostly grass weeds with differing results based on antagonism, synergism, and additive effects. And research hasn't compared all combinations for these emerging technologies. So there haven't been any studies done that included glyphosate, glufosinate, and 2,4-D, or glyphosate, glufosinate, and dicamba, all in one study. So that was part of our goal. Based on previous literature, we hypothesized that we would find antagonistic mixtures when glyphosate, 2,4-D, or dicamba are tank mixed with glufosinate. And the objective of our studies overall were to evaluate various tank mixtures that could be applied in these Enlist and XtendFlex systems for potential interactions. In order to answer those questions, we conducted a field research trial in Fayetteville, Arkansas, with a randomized complete block design, and we actually used two separate experiments, one for that Enlist technology and one for the Xtend. And you can see here that in the Enlist trial, we used glufosinate, glyphosate, and that glyphosate was in the form of Durango, and 2,4-D, and a combination of glyphosate and 2,4-D, which would be Dow's Enlist Duo. And in the Xtend trial, we used glyphosate in the form of Roundup, glufosinate, and dicamba, and those are labeled rates of those herbicides for these technologies. Weed control ratings, as well as plant height and plant density, were recorded for these four weeds here. Weekly after application for 4 weeks, you can see we looked at Palmer amaranth, velvet leaf, prickly cider, and barnyard grass. But for the sake of time and simplicity today, I'm going to be speaking on barnyard grass, one of the most problematic grass weeds. Problematic and maybe oftentimes overlooked grass weeds in cotton production. Data was analyzed using JumpPro 12.1, and It was subjected to analysis of variants for all treatments. Means were separated using Fisher's protected LSD at an alpha level of 0.05. And again, these interactions were analyzed using Colby's method and then a subsequent t-test to determine if our observed values of weed control differed from that expected value of weed control that we got from Colby's method. So jumping right into that data, this is a graph showing barnyard grass control 2 weeks after herbicide application in that extend system. And on the x-axis, we have our herbicides, Liberty alone, Roundup alone. I'm not showing Clarity by itself because Clarity has no activity on barnyard grass, as it's a grass weed. And then combinations of our herbicides farther down the line to the right. And then on the y-axis, we have control of that weed on a 0 to 100 scale. And our red bars, again, correspond to our observed value of weed control. And those green bars are the expected value of weed control that we attained through the use of Colby's method. So what I'd like to point out on this graph is that combination of Liberty and Roundup, or glyphosate and glufosinate, based on the two herbicides applied alone, we expected a very high level of control with an additive effect with a tank mixture of those two herbicides. However, in the case of this experiment, we actually had a significant reduction in barnyard grass control at 2 weeks after application when we tank mix these two. And the same was true actually for a tank mix combination of Roundup and Clarity. Like I said, Clarity has no activity on barnyard grass, but here, when we combine Clarity and Roundup, we saw a reduction in that Roundup's efficacy on barnyard grass. So, and again, a statistical reduction in weed control compared to what we were expecting, so antagonism. And this graph is the same as the previous one I just showed, except this is the Enlist system. Like I said, we used Durango instead of Roundup, which is Dow's formulation of glyphosate, just to keep it consistent. And again, we saw really similar results in this case, where with Liberty and Durango, or glyphosate and glufosinate, we expected very high levels of control, upwards of 95%. However, again, we had a statistical reduction in efficacy and antagonism with this tank mixture. And in a combination of glyphosate and 2,4-D, which again, 2,4-D has no activity on this grass weed, we're seeing that glyphosate's activity on barnyard grass was reduced with the addition of this auxin-type herbicide. And here's a picture of efficacy with Roundup by itself, or Durango by itself, so glyphosate. And then you can see in the middle of that picture is glyphosate and 2,4-D. So you're seeing plenty of escapes there with our grass weed control when we combine 2,4-D with glyphosate. And then on the far right, you can see that's going to be our glyphosate and glufosinate, where again, we're seeing we had almost 100% control with glyphosate by itself. And when you tank mix it, we're seeing instances of antagonism. So conclusions based on this research are that antagonism was observed for various tank mixtures on barnyard grass, so we failed to reject our hypothesis ultimately. And these results were consistent with some of the previous data or research that had been done that showed reduced efficacy in barnyard grass control with tank mixtures of these herbicides. Possible solutions, because everyone is obviously looking to overcome these, are that we would like to avoid the tank mixtures with antagonism. You know, if at all costs you'd like to avoid something that's going to reduce your weed control. Obviously, use pre-emergence herbicides to prevent this weed germination. Make applications to correct weed sizes. Obviously, that's an important aspect of effectively controlling weeds. And alter our rate structures to overcome antagonism. See if we can add higher levels of glyphosate and lower levels of glufosinate, or vice versa, to overcome this interaction. Future research, we'd like to characterize these antagonistic interactions and identify and implement strategies for overcoming this antagonism, and determine if this antagonism increases our likelihood for herbicide resistance. So we're making applications of herbicide to these weeds, and they prove to be sublethal. So are we selecting for herbicide resistance going forward? And before I answer any questions, I guess I'd like to say that while we are seeing antagonism with the two tank mixtures that I showed, is this enough for us to say, oh, this technology is not worth it? We're gonna totally avoid tank mixtures of Roundup and Liberty, or Roundup and dicamba. And I don't think that's really the case. You know, I just showed barnyard grass control, but I didn't talk about effective control of broadleaf weeds, which we did have. So this is definitely not a technology deal breaker. It's just something to keep in mind. If you have some escapes, it may be attributed to that antagonism that we're seeing. So with that, thank you for your time, and I'd be glad to answer any questions. Right, yes, exactly. The rates in acid equivalent were the same for glyphosate by itself and as a tank mixture. Yes. Yep. Right. Right, exactly. So the question is, while I didn't talk about the three other broadleaf weeds, did we see any synergistic effects or additive effects? For the most part, on those broadleaf weeds, it was an additive effect where you saw a numerical yet statistically insignificant increase in your weed control through a tank mixture. And again, this is the majority of the times that this is happening. You're having an additive effect where you're increasing your levels of control, but not enough to call it, quote, synergistic. And really, we didn't have that many statistically synergistic activities, sorry. most of it was an additive effect. So again, antagonism is going to be kind of the exception, not the rule, but certainly something to keep in mind going forward. Like I said, if you have an escape and you used some of these tank mixes that reduce your weed efficacy, perhaps it's that antagonism instead of jumping to the conclusion of herbicide resistance.
Any other questions?
Thank you.